Brian Jennings is here now with the news bulletin.
In the United States, Donald Trump has claimed victory in the presidential election. TV networks have called the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania for Mr. Trump. With Republican wins in North Carolina and Georgia, there appears to be no route to the presidency available for the Democratic Kamala Harris. The Republican Party has also won control of the U.S. Senate. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Counting is still continuing in all states, but based on the results so far, U.S. networks are calling three of the seven battleground states for Donald Trump, including the crucial state of Pennsylvania. Without Pennsylvania, there appears to be no route to the Electoral College votes needed for Democrat Kamala Harris to win. She underperformed Joe Biden's vote in 2020 in all of the swing states. About half an hour ago, Donald Trump claimed victory at an event in Palm Beach, Florida. He promised to work for the interests of all Americans, thanked his supporters, and said securing the borders was a top priority. Earlier, the Harris campaign announced Ms. Harris will not address supporters until later on Wednesday. The Republican Party has also won control of the U.S. Senate, a vital part of the government structure, which will enable Mr. Trump to more easily implement his agenda. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
As Sean referred to speaking a short time ago, Donald Trump told supporters at his Results Watch party in Florida that he has won what he described as a magnificent victory for the American people.
Every single day I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body, I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
Also speaking in Florida a short time ago, J.D. Vance said Donald Trump's election victory is historic.
And I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America. And under President Trump's leadership, we're never going to stop fighting for you, for your dreams, for the future of your children.
In other news, the finance bill, which underpins Budget 2025, is expected to complete all stages in the Senate today, after it passed all stages in the Dáil last night. The Taoiseach Simon Harris had signalled that passing the finance bill was a key objective before he calls a general election. It's still unclear whether he will opt to dissolve the Dáil tomorrow morning or Friday afternoon before an election date is set. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy, dry and very mild. There will be some patches of drizzle with hill and coastal fog lingering in the south and east. Highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees in moderate southerly winds, fresher near western coasts.